I probably, you know, I think you with anything over time and stuff, you know, it starts to become a distant memory or something. And, you know, it's the motorcycle community is one, it's a great one to be a part of. And they certainly come out and support any events. And 9/11, I think, has really touched a lot of the riders, especially with them being, a lot of military groups and firefighters and police groups that, you know, a lot of those people were lost that day. And so those groups definitely come out and support it. And a lot of the other riders, too. And, I think it's something that as we do these events, people start to realize, you know, what, you know, that we shouldn't forget. And that's our motto for the ride is keeping the promise. And we did make a promise, you know, after 9/11 that we would never forget it. And, you know, events like this and other ones around the country, even as the years go on, I think people still come out and support it. And one thing that we did yesterday over in Parkville, and we did it last year for the first time, is set up the Path of Honor, which is 2,977 American flag, which represents each life that was lost. And I think, you know, it's in front of Parkville High School as well, too. And, you know, those kids are in that high school were 3, 4, 5, 6 years old when 9/11 happened. So, and when they walk out of school and see all these flags, and, you know, hopefully it's a history lesson for the younger generation, too, that, you know, was so young when it actually happened. So, I think as long as we keep putting it out there, people will remember, and events like this are certainly doing that. I mean, it's already 8 o'clock and we've got about 100 bikes up here, and, you know, we're not leaving for another 2 hours. So people are starting to roll in.